good evening. Some of you already know me. My daughter is an Iraq war veteran. My name is Denise Thomas. And I would tell you my daughter's name, but she probably wouldn't forgive me. So, my husband is in a Georgia Army National Guard. And though my daughter came home after 1 year, no thanks to Bush, my husband still has to go. So, it's a lot of things that I would like to speak to you about that you may not have heard about before. I'm a member of MFSO, that's Military Family Speak Out. And I'm also a member of Billionaires for Bush, and I just met some of the local members today. But I'm here today as a member of the Georgia Peace and Justice Coalition. We have lost a lot of our rights since Bush has taken office. I was one of the ones who was not allowed to vote in 2000 election because I was 10 minutes early before 7 o'clock getting to the polls. We were all kicked out, everybody who got there at that time. My son was not allowed to vote in the 2004 election because his paperwork was lost when he transferred his vote. No! We've fallen into every Bush trap that I can think of, and I'm also unemployed. I've been unemployed for 2 years. We've lost our health insurance because it was too expensive. My son has been laid off twice in the last 2 years. As I mentioned before, my daughter was sent to fight in an illegal war, and we are expecting my husband to be called up soon. And last, I hate most of Bush's policies, and I've become a mad military mom. There's not much room for disagreement with Bush's policies. From what I've seen, it's my way or the highway, says Bush. As a result, we are a very vicious, divided, and dangerous America. I've been called un-American by as many people as you can think about, and I have a military family, and those of us who do have military families have been called every name in the book. And I've also been called stupid because I'm black, because I don't believe in this war. So this is a very divided America, and we have to speak out. There are not many who will talk about Bush and his religion, but I will. Those claims of holier than thou that's been coming from Bush camp simply just do not hold up. The only difference between the Bush camp and everyone else is that Bush tries to push his religion down everybody's throat. I resent the ministers in different religions, and I'm not picking on anyone because many of them do it, and I've heard them, even a television evangelist. They will imply or even tell us outright that the only the Republican policies are right. Anything else will buy you a one-way ticket to hell, and I don't believe that. I'm a member of the Church of Christ, and I'm here to tell you that Bush does not have a monopoly on religion or on biasness. Bush has no mandate. Since the majority of Americans believe that we should end the Iraq war right now. Bush has no mandate. Since he has lost the trust and respect of America, from Americans, from all of our allies and countries around the world. Bush has no mandate. Bush has no mandate.